Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we presented a slew of kashis on the sugya of chinuch in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Beis. And in this shiur, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue where we left off, and we will see niflaos Bezer Hashem, again based on the Torah. Amar Rabbi, going to go to Ritzach Manzit Sal. In the Birkei Yosef, in Or HaChaim, Siman Shin Mem Gimel Sif Kot Zayin, he's Miyashev, his Kasha, and the Gadol Hador, Harav Rein Rav Avram Yitzchaki, and the discussion of the Tumas Hadeshin that we mentioned in the previous shir, in Siman Sadi Dalet, with regard to the obligation of the mother to be Mechanech the child, that the Mashmos of his words are that there is a chiyuv for the mother to educate the child. That's the conclusion of the Tumas Hadeshen. So says the Gadol Rav Avram Yitzchaki, how could the Tumas Hadeshen have said this? It's Lehedya and the Sugya Nazir that we mentioned in the previous shir, that a man is chayev to be mechanich his son in mitzvahs, and the mother is not. So that's the kasha. So how could the Tumas Hadeshen say against the Sugis Hashas? The Birkei Yosef writes that just like it says there in the Sugya that one is only obligated to educate his son and not his daughter, and that's klape mitzvahs nezirus and not other mitzvos. So the same applies klape ptur ha'isha es bina, that a mother is not obligated to educate her child. That's only talking about nezirus, but not other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, a mother is obligated to educate her child, and that would explain the Trumas Hadeshen. Vikamuvan, שזה צריך ביאור. מה ישנה נזירוס משאר מצווס? Why is נזירוס different than other mitzvahs in these pratim? Of chinuch ha'oves bito, that there's no chiyuv, and isha es bina, that there's no chiyuv. Why is that different than all other mitzvahs where there is a chiyuv? And we also have to answer what the Birkei Yosef asked from Lashon of the Gemara, that a man is chayev to be mechanech his son in mitzvahs, and a woman is not chayevus to be mechanech her son, because the mashmos is kol ha-mitzvahs and not only nezirus. So to say this chiluk, that by other mitzvahs a woman is obligated to educate her son, doesn't shtim with the lashon of the Gemara. Mashma kol ha-mitzvahs, a woman isn't chayev. And in fact, the Maharam proves this from the lashon of the Gemara, that it's talking about all mitzvahs, and it's a raya gedola. And if that's true, that the mashmos of the Gemara is that a mother is not obligated to educate her child, then we get back to the kasha and the Tumas Hadeshen, which says that a mother is obligated to educate her child. So everything we've learned until now, tzorich iyun tuva, we requires a lot of understanding, what we learned in the previous year. Now, we also have to understand what we see in the Sugya Nazir, that midin mitzvah schinuch, a father could be meidir es bino binozir. Lich oira, we have to understand what we see from the sugya, that midin chinuch, a father can be meidir his son binozir, can make his son into a nazir. Mazik ashur, the chinuch. How is making your son a nazir connected to chinuch? Sharei kidei shetachul nizirut, in order to be meichel nizirus, what do you need? You need bailus and a koach and the asiyas chalos that the Torah gave to a father. That you have a bailus and a koach of asiyas chalos. That's nazirus. Chinuch is a completely different word. You're not chayv in chinuch because you have a koach of bailus and asiyas chalos. So ma pitom that it's midin chinuch, that a father could be meidir his son benazir, when chinuch is an obligation to educate your child. And nazirus is because you have the koach of bailus to be meichel nazirus. What does one have to do with the other? Reish Lakish says, kedei lechancho b'mitzvus. So you see, it's a din chinuch. Ma ze kashur lechinuch? So that's another kasha. Doesn't seem to apply to chinuch at all. It's because you have the koach to be meichel lechalos, a baitlus. Why is it kashur lechinuch? So now we will begin the mahalach to explain this sugya. It's known, Rashi in Brochis, Daf Mem Ches, Amud Aleph, Divor HaMaschil, Ad Sheyoichal. Rashi writes, on the geder chiyuv of a cotton b'mitzvahs, ad sheyochal kezayis dogon, mechiochal kezayis dogon miya mapik, afal gav te kezayis dogon tshiur de rabbonin hu kedomer per misha mesoy, miyu kevin de mechayiv mide rabbonin mechuyiv bedobr korinen bey, umoitzi rabbi mide choy vosom, vim toim avokod shegi alechinu cholo amarochi, yahu afilu mide rabbonin loy mechayiv, de alei de avua hu de rami lechanuchei. So a cotton is called mechuyev. If he eats a kezayis, even though it's only derabonan, but that's still called mechuyev, so he could be motzi others. When a person eats a kezayis dogon, he could be motzi others, because he's called mechuyev bedavr, even though it's only derabonan. But even being mechuyev derabonan is enough to be motzi others. Benching. And then the question is, then why can't a cotton be motzi others? A cotton's also mechuyev derabonon. And the answer is, says Rashi, that it's not the cotton's chiyuv, it's the gadol's chiyuv. The alei de'avuah de'rami lechanuchei. It's the father's obligation to be mechanech his son. It's a din on the father, not on the son. And memeilo, the son can't be motzi others. And so writes the Ramban in the Melchamos, Brochos Dav Chof. Even a Gil Chinuch, he's not motzi others. Kedisnana Kokshem Lukas Amigil Chos Mechayu Shoyt Vakodin. And the reason is because the Chinuch Mitzvah is not his father, it's not his Chiyuv. V'chein Adorah B'chilut Shev L'Kedushin. דפלמד אלף שכל שם הרמב"ן והם שהרקות נהנו מוצא מגילה בהלו ונדחוקן וזה הרבה ואני אוי מרדתם ודקות נרבונון ושנחינו מצווה דאוב היא הרמב"ן says the cotton why is any more to the others in Megillah and Halil? And the answer is because a cotton is only mechuyiv midrabbonon, and it's the father's mitzvah and not the cotton's. V'ze dover nochoin v'tam yofe. Das is gerecht. Aber b'teisus brochis divor hamaschil ad sheyochal. They right know that a cotton is chayiv himself. Tosis doesn't like it for various reasons. And Tosis says it's a chiyuv on the cotton, not a chiyuv on the gadol to be mechanich the cotton. The cotton is a chiyuv himself to do mitzvahs. Ulechoyro nechluku bezeh Ramban v'Rashi ima Tosis. If the chiyuv chinuch mid'rabbanan is only on the father. Shaz ain't zu kochol mitzvah spirkas hamazon she'ena of mekayma, eli mitzvah chinuch shechayev ba'av klapei beno. Or she midrabbonan chayev nami aben b'mitzvah atzma, chen av leiyum chuyev b'davar midrabbonan. So there's a pshat that it's the father's chiyuv. Klape his son, that the son should do this mitzvah? Or is it the son's chiyuv? And the son is considered mechuyiv midrabbanan, and that's lechor of pshat and toisvus. Ulechoyro kashi b'ze tuva al shitas toisvus. V'gam kasha al shitas rashi v'ramban. What's the kasha on shitas ha-toisvus? Since midoi raisa, there are no chiyuvim on a cotton because he's not a bar chiyuva. Mechitesi, that the rabbi should make a chiyuv on a cotton. The Torah excluded him from chiyuvim. So mechitesi, that he should be chayiv in anything. Like the Ramban, Tak explains his shito, that a cotton is lav bar meyovid mitzvah. A cotton is not capable of doing mitzvahs. So how does Tosfos really argue with that yisod? With the yisod of the Torah, that cotton's lav bar meyobed mitzvah. Mechit takes it that the rabbis have the power to give him an obligation. Mitzat sheni, kash yetuva al shitas rashi v'ramban? Rabban oicha kasha, and rashi and ramban, from what it's brought in Erchin and daf beiz omed beiz. Mikame v'kame mishnayis. Shakol chayovim b'em b'sukkah b'lulav b'tzitzis b'tfilin b'tkiya shofar, and the Gemara says l'rabbi's katan she'igia l'chinuch v'chein u'loshan ha'mishna b'sukkah daf chofches she'katan she'ino tzorach li'im o'chayev b'sukkah. They were talking about the etzem chiyuv ha-mitzvahs, and the Mishnah says there's a chiyuv on the koton. In other words, there's a chiyuv on gedolim, and included in that chiyuv is also a chiyuv on the ketanim. So how are you claiming that there's no chiyuv on the koton, Tosis and Rashi? I'm foolish in the Gemara that there is a chiyuv on the cotton. Ve'omad b'ze b'shut chikrei leiv v'orechayim b'simen ayin. Ayin sham. In the Kesef Mishnah, in the sixth paragraph of Oruch Chametz u'Matzah, Halacha Yudi writes, "Akol chayav machilas matzah v'chulei, kodin shiyoch olecho pas, da shebeperek v'chulei, lo shen Ramban sham, da shebeperek akoyres ha-megidla mafreya kosef ha-Ramban, d'chi amrin, kodin chayav lav l'maymad iyu chayav, diyu lav bar chiyuv u'klal, el chiyuv avu ha-ram yasi," quotes the Ramban, It's not his chiyuv, it's the father's chiyuv. Because the Ramban understands that when it says that a katan is chayuv, it doesn't mean that he's chayuv. It means that his father is chayuv. But that doesn't seem to be pshat in the Mishnah. When it says that a katan is chayuv, it says that a katan is chayuv. The father has a chiyuv chinuch. But here it says a lashon that the katan is chayuv. In these mitzvahs. And the father isn't chayiv, the father just is a chayiv to be mechanichim. It says in the Mishnah that HaKol K'sherim Likus HaMegil Chutz Mechay Yishoy Dev Kotan Rubi Machshir V'Rud Yom Machshir B'Kotan. Again, the Mashmoz is on the Kotan himself, not on the father. We also have a sugi and sukkah chav chesam at beis. Kol ezrach l'rabo yisus hakotn, omer ta gemore, omar mar kol rabo saktanim, v'atna noshim avodim tanim pturim min asukkah lo yikash, kan bekotn shegiya lechinuch, kan bekotn shelo yigiya lechinuch. Kotn shegiya lechinuch midrabonan hu, midrabonan v'kro asmachta midrabonan hu, and for the gemore midrabonan v'kro asmachta be'almeh. So it says that the word kol ezrach b'Yisrael is chayiv in sukkah l'rabo saktanim. For the Gemara, ketanim are potter min asukkah from the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, no. Katan she lo yigiya l'chinuch is potter. Katan she yigiya l'chinuch is chayiv. For the Gemara, katan she yigiya l'chinuch is chayiv midrabonan. So how do you learn from a pasuk? And for the Gemara, midrabonan v'kro asmachta ba'alme. Mashma that over be a jerosha gemure. Would be a mitzvah sukkah on the cotton. If it would be a drasha gemura, it would be a chiyuv on the cotton himself. But since we're mechalik between igiyah lechinuch and lo igiyah lechinuch, since it's totally in the din chinuch, so it must only be the rabbanon. Because if it was a din atzmi on the cotton, it's not totally if igiyah lechinuch or lo igiyah lechinuch. Just like be mitzuvah la'afrisho, if you're mitzuvah la'afrisho me'averis, it applies equally to all ketanim. And now we conclude that midin derabbanan shel chinuch is included in kol ezrach be'asmachta. Midin derabbanan of chinuch is included in kol ezrach be'asmachta. So we see from this that the chiyuv mitzvah is on the ketanim. Who's Kol HaEzrach? Kol HaEzrach, everybody's obligated themselves in Sukkah. And we learn from an Asmachta that also a Katan is. I think there's a Chiyuv Chinuch on someone else. So this is difficult on Rashi and Ramban. But the Chiyuv is on the father. Because if we're learning from Kol HaEzrach, from an asmachta, it's mashman that it's a chiyuv, the rabbis are mechayiv, the katan himself. Because if it would be doraisa, it would be a chiyuv on the katan himself. Since we're mechalik between chigia lechinuch and lo igia. So it must be it's only derabonon. But this derabonon isn't this simach on the din Torah, and they call Ezrach b'Yisrael. And the male it's a chiyuv on the katan himself. Just as din Torah is a chiyuv on the person himself, kol ezrach himself. Yesod. That everybody holds that it's not a chiyuv on the ben. As we proved before, are you mechayiv the ben? The Torah says he's not bar me'ovid mitzvah. That was our difficulty with Tosfos. Umitzat sheni, gam ken ein zeh rak chiyuv chinuch be'al me'alov. It's not a chiyuv chinuch stam on the father. That's also not the mashmaus of the Gemara. The mashmaus on the cotton himself. Ella, the gedder of the mitzvah derabbanan is that whereas by all mitzvahs there is the chiyuv mitzvah, and then there's the din asiyas maisa hamitzvah, to be mekayim the chiyuv on the same person. Here, by mitzvahs chinuch, the mitzvah is split up. Hamitzvah mitpatzelet, mitchaleket, ben achiyuv al asiyah zo, shemutal על האב הגדול שחייב הוא שתי העשייה, לבין העשייה שהיא העשייה של הקטן, וישנו החיוב על האב על מעשה המצווה שיעשה על ידי הקטן. Normally, in all mitzvahs, we have the chiyuv mitzvah, and then we have the asiyas maisa mitzvah. And it's the same guy. The asiyas maisa mitzvah to do the chiyuv is the same person who is the one who has the chiyuv. But here, the chiyuv is on the father. The chiyuv is on the father. He is obligated to make sure that there's an asiyah. But the actual asiyah is incumbent on the katan. So there's a chiyuv on the father that the katan should do a maisa mitzvah. Normally, there's a chiyuv on the maisa that it should be done by the person himself. And therefore, including akol chayav in mitzvah zu, you could say it's a katan. Because midin chinuch, the katan is also chayim in the asiyas hamitzvah. The asiyah is the asiyah of a katan. The chiyuv is the chiyuv of the father. So he's included in akol chayavim. And everybody agrees to that. And the only machlokes is, can a katan be motzi others? The shitas Rashi v'aramban, since the shmiya is on the dibur of a katan who himself doesn't have the chiyuv, it's the father who's mechuyev. It's his asiyah, but the chiyuv is on the father. Since it's not a shmiya of the bracha of the father on mechuyev, but rather on the bracha of the son who's not mechuyev, this is not a shmiyev mechuyev bedavar that's motzi others. Whereas l'das ha-taisvis, since it's a shmi of a brocha, that a father is mechuyev bedavar, this shmias ha-brocha is also considered shmias brocha of a mechuyev bedavar, and therefore you could be yotze. So that's their only machlokas. Their only machlokas is being motzi others. According to Rashi and the Ramban, no, because the katan's not the mechuyev bedavar. According to Tosfos, yes. You're hearing a bracha of one who's mechuyev. You happen to be hearing it from a katan. But this is a bracha mechuyeves. Because the father is mechuyev in this bracha. So since the katan is saying this bracha on behalf of the father's chiyuv, the asiyas hakat for the father, that's enough to be motzi others. So then that's the machlokas, but not begeder chiyuv chinuch. Begeder chiyuv chinuch, it's like we said, that the chiyuv of asiyah is on the father, and the actual asiyah is the asiyah of a katan. But the chiyuv is the father's. So yes, he's included in HaKol Chayavim because he's chayav in the asiyah. And yes, he's not considered mechuyev b'davar because it's the father who's mechuyev b'davar. You can't make a katan mechuyev b'davar. And with that yisod, we're in Mitzvah Shem, hopefully in the next year, we're going to take the ball and run with it. And we're going to be able to explain a lot. So please stay tuned. And we will see Niflos Gedolos Mitares Hashem. Shalom, shalom.